have let the federal government, who is investing now $3 billion, versus the state of California people who put up $10 billion, that the federal government is driving every decision and not providing us with flexibility. And this state is not saying what to do, is saying we're, it's our pocketbook, primary. We do not want to have those decisions. We want to go forward with high-speed rail. But we want those decisions to be made in a transparent and an open way. And we want to understand how decisions are made, not we're going to make them, but how they're made. And we need greater flexibility doing that. Not that we're telling you greater flexibility means do it our way. It means greater flexibility. And I'm hearing that from everyone. And I want to see whether the High Speed Rail Authority raises that issue and really, not just in discussions, private discussions with the FRA, really comes to grips with some of these issues that were raised by the LAO. That's all. Mm-hmm. Not telling you where to start, where not to start. These are just critical issues that need to be addressed.
Through the chair, I just want to say that I can appreciate Mr. Van Ark's, you know, having to come back with a thoughtful answer to some of the issues raised by the LAO. And clearly, you don't want to shoot off the, you know, ready, fire, aim, so to speak. You want to go back and discuss the LAO's report with your staff and with your board members and come back. But Mr. Chair, I would love to see another hearing on, you know, and these individuals invited back to address some of these issues, because this is exactly what we're talking about in terms of the legislative process and the confidence of this legislature on what you're doing. And I think part of it would be to have you back to give us a report on what you think about the LAO very quickly.
Thank you. Other members? This select committee is not going to go away. We will be having it, and I think that's very appropriate to follow up on this. I think we've had a full discussion. Would anybody like to close? I would like to have comments, you know, public comment. And if each of you would like to, not required, make some concluding statement. You've been now listening to us. This is just our first of our oversight hearings. We're not here to pass legislation. We're here to really understand. So before we have public comment, you got the mic if you want it for a minute or two to kind of give us a concluding statement, if you so wish to do. Anybody want to? No? Nope. The backbone is in the Central Valley.
That's right, baby. Talk it up. Here, here. That's for the record.
That's for the record.
Mr. Chair.
Please come forward if for public comment.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I just before the LAO disappears, I'd like a copy of the report, please.
Public comment. Please come forward.
Do you want to see
before the board? Why don't we ask the panel? You've done a great job. On behalf of the subcommittee, the select committee, I would really, and Mr. Van Ark especially, I would really like to thank you. I think we had a forthright and honest discussion of some of these issues. We didn't answer them all, but we started this discussion. This is really what oversight is supposed to be, and I really thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, David Schoenbrunn, TransDef. We are a transit advocacy organization, and our focus is climate change. We're big boosters of high-speed rail. We believe that California needs a high-speed rail future, but we have zero confidence that the High-Speed Rail Authority can provide that, which is why we are among the litigants who are suing the High-Speed Rail Authority, challenging their EIR. I want to highlight what is for us the key finding in the peer review letter. Private operators need to be much more involved in the design of the project if they are going to invest serious funds. Since there isn't any hope of additional federal funding in the next 2 years, the only way this project will ever be more than an isolated track in the Central Valley is through substantial private investment. but that is not likely to be possible due to how determined the authority has been to maintain control over the consulting contracts and route decisions. We think this is the key decision into which the legislature needs to intervene. We think the project needs to be put out to bid now and let the franchisee decide on the route and the design. That's the only way it will ever be cost effective. What the authority has been planning is some kind of engineer's dream, but it bears no resemblance to something that can be built and funded. The major flaw that I spotted in the LA in the LAO report is right here. It sees this project as primarily a state project at this point, which is reasonable given that the authority has insisted that it remain a state project at this point. The problem is that both the peer review group and myself, that both of us see, is that it could prove difficult to transition from state project to business enterprise if the private sector is not involved in designing a cost-effective project. And that's why we're so opposed to funding track in the Central Valley that has not been blessed through the private sector. We think it's going to be incredibly expensive. They were proposing enormous amounts of elevated structure, which is completely contrary to how high-speed rail is built anywhere else in the world.
Close it down because we're going to lose members of the committee.
We agree with the recommendation to fund only the administrative functions of the authority. We would suggest adding an alternative segment to the LAO's list. That would be an Altamont route, would connect Sacramento, San Francisco, and San Jose, and also be a key element of a future high-speed rail system. And finally, as someone who's involved in CEQA litigation and who's as likely as anyone else to be involved in any future suits, we don't think that the comment made by the peer review group actually is valid. We think that a shared track project, if that were the project description, could be studied in CEQA, that there'd be no problems with that. That would require a downscoped project description. We disagree with the idea of phased implementation because that is the big project plus a near-term project. Because the big project can't be funded, we think it doesn't make sense to study it under CEQA. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witness, public comment.
Mr. Chair and fellow senators, Mark Kyle, operating engineers, local union number 3. We represent approximately 28,000 construction and public sector workers in Northern California. We've been a longtime supporter of high-speed rail, and I want to address just a couple of points brought up in the peer review report and the LAO report. Specifically, I want to commend the peer review for their methodology, their iterative process in speaking with the High-Speed Rail Authority and other experts on high-speed rail. I think that stands in stark contrast to what I believe the LAO did. I'd also want to point out a couple of issues that we're in agreement with presented by the peer review and some of their points. One is that the authority clearly needs more staffing, and we would implore you to move forward in that direction. Secondly, that they support phased implementation. We believe that's a good idea. Third, that we should not make any major changes that jeopardize the timing and funding of the organization, and I believe a number of the LAO suggestions do just that, and we'll speak against those in a moment. And fourth, to eliminate CEQA impediments. Going on to the LAO report, I already raised their methodology as being suspect. I believe it's ill thought for the most part and is an exercise in second guessing. We would reject all four major recommendations put forward by the LAO, starting with their restrictive amount of money to only $7 million. Secondly, I believe that the seeking flexibility from the federal government is an exercise in futility, and that if you really understood what the FRA did in relationship to dispensing funds, you'd understand why it went into the Central Valley at that time. And if you were to understand the engineering and financial constraints imposed on the authority. You would all also understand the reasonableness of starting in the Central Valley, and there are other valid reasons as well, aside from those. Third, we reject where the construction should, that it should be reconsidered and where it starts. Again, there are a number of valid reasons for starting the Central Valley. That decision's been made. We're moving forward on that. We believe that all of the recommendations coming out of the LAO would result in delays, missed opportunities, and loss of important funding. You don't buy a house by showing up with the full amount of money to buy the house. You start out with a down payment, and that's what we're doing here. I would just point out two last things, that it's further suspect of the LAO when they just earlier this week issued a scathing report on the state of Caltrans management, their project delivery costs, and other issues, and now they're advocating putting the high-speed rail under Caltrans. So I want to end by paraphrasing you, Senator Lowenthal. Don't delay. Let's get this project started. Our members want to go to work. Thank you.
Other witness or public comment?
Yes. My name's Tim Smith, State Chairman for the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Teamsters Rail Conference, and I echo my colleague's sentiment. We feel that it's important for this project to go forward as soon as possible. I understand that we want to be careful with some of the decisions we make, but we feel that changing horses midstream is going in the wrong direction. So we support high-speed rail, and obviously we have an interest in it, just like the rest of the public does. But I think that the public wants to see bang for their buck, so do the people that I represent. So thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that wish to address the select committee? Members of the committee? I want to thank everyone for coming. I think Senator Liu and Senator Correa, and also Senator Rubio, Senator Huff, Senator DeSaulnier for showing up occasionally back and forth. He was here. Now, thank you, the chair of the it's very important to have the chair of the Transportation and Housing Committee.
Even if nobody votes for him.
And Senator Savidian, thank you all. This hearing is adjourned.